Hello, friends. Welcome to Revelation. This is the classroom of the year, bringing you truth for today. I'm so glad that you've joined me today to study the Word of God. We're in our third week of a teaching series called Work Matters. For the past few weeks, we've been learning what the Bible says about work. And today, we're going to discover God's path to promotion. I want to begin today by telling you the story of Wallace Johnson. Wallace Johnson was a hard-working Christian who had a job at the timber mill. One day, when Wallace was at work, his boss came and fired him without any warning. Wallace was devastated. He had a family to support and no prospects for any job. He had worked hard at the timber mill and he didn't deserve to be sacked. But what Wallace didn't know at the time was that God was working even through his dismissal. God had seen his hard work and his faith. And even though Wallace didn't know it, God was preparing him for a big promotion. Wallace left the timber mill and went home to tell his wife what had happened. "What are you going to do now?" she asked. "I'm going to do what I've always dreamed of doing," he said. "I'm going to start my own construction company." And so, when Wallace was fired from his job, it actually launched him into his own business. God had closed one door and opened another. His first contract as a builder wasn't too big, and success didn't come immediately. But God blessed Wallace Johnson and his company. Soon, he was building hotels all across his nation. You may never have heard of Wallace Johnson, but it's likely you've heard of the company he helped start. It's a hotel chain called the Holiday Inn. Today, Holiday Inn is part of the largest hotel group in the world. Every year, over 100 million guests stay at one of the hotels in the Holiday Inn group. Of course, Wallace Johnson became a multimillionaire, and it all began when he lost his job. Later in life, he said this about how he got launched into his amazing business. "Today, if I could locate that man who fired me, I would sincerely thank him for what he did. At the time it happened, I didn't understand why I was fired. Only later could I see that it was God's unerring and wondrous plan to get me into the career of his choosing." Perhaps you're watching me today and you're in a situation at work that you don't understand. Maybe, like Wallace Johnson, you've worked hard your entire life. You do a good job and you expect to be promoted or rewarded. But then an unexpected setback leaves you discouraged and confused. Perhaps you're overdue for a promotion or your career seems stalled. But don't lose heart. When you put your life in God's hands, you can trust Him to bring His will to pass, even if sometimes the path to success detours through unexpected setbacks. For you see, oftentimes, God's path to promotion doesn't follow the course we expect. His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than ours. He works all things for good in our lives when we trust in Him, and He has promised to perfect those things that concern us in every area of life, including our work. That certainly is one of the lessons we learn from the life of Joseph in the Old Testament. Last week, we began looking at Joseph's life and his amazing success at work. He didn't start out successful. In fact, he began at the bottom. He was rejected, a nobody, a slave. But Joseph had one of the most amazing promotions in the history of the entire world. Joseph started from nothing and became something. God took him from the prison to the palace because Joseph followed God's path to promotion. And in his life story, we can learn truths that we can apply to our lives as well. We can take God's path to promotion as we learn the lessons Joseph learned. So let's take God's path to promotion today as we discover three keys from the life of Joseph. Here's our first one. You've got to dream big. For you see, God's plan to promote you begins when you dream big. Let's pick up the story of Joseph as found in Genesis 37:5-10. Here the Bible tells us, "One night Joseph had a dream. Soon Joseph had another dream." So the first thing we see in Joseph was that he dreamed, and he dreamed big. His dream was a big dream. It was a dream that showed him ruling over his family. It was God's dream for his life. God showed him what he would do. God showed him what he would accomplish. It was a dream that foretold how Joseph would save a generation. It was a dream that prophesied how God would use Joseph to save his people. We know now that this dream was from God because it came to pass. When God promoted Joseph, he used him to store grain for a time of famine. Joseph's family was saved, and in fact, an entire generation was saved because God raised Joseph to a position of prominence in his nation. His promotion was born in a dream. And I believe that, in fact, all promotion starts with a big dream. See, you've got to believe that God wants to use you. You've got to believe that He has a plan for you that is bigger than your own career goals. You've got to have audacious, bold, mountain-moving faith that realizes that God in you is greater than any other thing. Promotion begins when you step out in faith to believe God that your life will have a big impact wherever He puts you and whatever you do. So let me ask you today, do you believe that God has a plan for your life? See, the problem for many of us is that we just don't see God's vision for our own lives. We don't realize how great His destiny for us is. We look at our own limitations and we become discouraged. We look at our own obstacles and we become afraid. But the truth is, God has a dream for every one of us. God has a big plan and a big destiny for every person watching me today. You may be young or you may be old. You may be rich or you may be poor. But no matter who you are, God has a big dream for your life. If you believe it, say amen. I know that God has a dream for everybody because of what the Bible tells us in Psalm 139, 13 to 16. Listen carefully to God's word. You, that is God, shape me, first inside, then out. You form me in my mother's womb, body and soul. I am marvelously made. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. And see, friends, the truth is, God made you. He knows everything about you, for He created you and formed you. And the Bible says He spread out all the stages of your life. You may be young and feel as if no one considers you, but God is aware of you even at this age of life. You may be old and feel that your time is past, but God has this stage of your life in His hands as well. For He sculpted you from nothing to become something. And His goal has always been to make you something and to create something good from your life. You're not an accident. You're not a mistake. You're not a random act of chance. You are God's very own creation, created in Him for a purpose. You are something. Hallelujah. And God doesn't make anything without a purpose. That's why I can boldly declare to you today, you have a destiny from God. You have a gift and a purpose in God. You have something to offer that no one else in the whole world can offer. That's why 1 Peter 4:10 tells us, each of you has been blessed with one of God's many wonderful gifts to be used in the service of others. So use your gift well. See, the Bible says every one of us has a gift from God, a wonderful gift designed to be used for God's glory. And promotion begins when you understand that purpose and begin to pursue it. You have to dream big dreams. You've got to dream God's dream for your life. For the fact is, God has made you special to do a special work. There's no one like you. God is a creator, not a duplicator. He doesn't copy, He invents. God is so creative, so intelligent, He never has to repeat Himself. In fact, science has proven that no two people are identical. If you take just one piece of your hair and put it under a microscope, it will be completely different from hair from anyone else. Your fingerprint is unique. Your voice is unique. Everything about you is unique. You're God-made, designed by the Master Creator. And that means you have something to offer that no one else in the world can offer. So don't try to be like someone else. You don't need to copy anyone else. Find God's dream for your life, for your value doesn't come from your title or your rank. It comes from your uniqueness in Christ and that you are made with excellence. That's why Galatians 6:4 says, "Be sure to do what you should, for then you will enjoy the personal satisfaction of having done your work well, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else." So here's a key truth you need to hold on to today. If you dream God's dreams for your life, it will lead to satisfaction and inner peace. You won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. You won't have to be struggling to get ahead. You'll be content with being who God made you to be. For see, friends, the biggest dream any of us can dream for our lives is God's dream. But this is where so many of us are making a serious mistake. Whenever we think of promotion, we always think of being elevated over other people. We think that success means rising above others. But dreaming big doesn't mean dreams of grandeur. It doesn't mean dreaming of rising above others and being elevated. It simply means to dream God's dream for your life. Sadly, this is where Joseph got derailed on his path to promotion. He dreamed God's dream, but his interpretation was his own. "I'm going to rise above you all," Joseph exclaimed. "I'm going to be exalted and you will all bow down to me." And today, that's where most people go off the path to promotion. Everybody wants to be his own boss. Everybody wants to start his own company or be an entrepreneur or become a CEO and president and founder. But the problem is this: God has not called everyone to be a CEO. If everybody becomes a CEO, then who will do the work that the CEO oversees? If everybody is a manager, then whom will all the managers manage? If everyone is a leader, whom will they lead? And the truth is, if some of you were promoted to being a manager, you would be miserable and you'd do a terrible job, because that's not who you are and that's not what God called you to do. Some of you are gifted to serve. That's your gift. That's what God created you to do. So don't try to copy someone else or be someone else. Be yourself. Be a servant and be the best servant you can be. For the truth is, your importance doesn't come from a title or position alone. Those things are important. But a greater factor in your success at work is not your position, but your influence. Influence is not always visible to others, but it's always visible to God. See, friends, your success and promotion doesn't come through exalting yourself. It comes from God increasing your influence. And that's the change we see in Joseph's life. Joseph had a big dream, but look at the change that occurred in his life. He started out with his dream centered on himself. "I will be exalted. I will rule over you," he said. "I will lead you, and others will bow down to me." He sees his family coming to bow down to him. He sees himself as a king. But in the end, he realizes that the purpose of his dream is not for his own glory and exaltation, but for the good of others. Listen to what he told his brothers after God had promoted him. Genesis 45, 5 and 7. "It was God who sent me here ahead of you to preserve your lives, to keep you and your families alive, and to preserve many survivors." Joseph learned that the purpose for his promotion was not so that others would bow down to him, but so that he would lift them up. God was raising up Joseph so he could reach down and lift up others, not so he could lord it over them. God is not giving you a dream to glorify you. He's giving you a dream to glorify God and to help others. Dream big. Don't let your dream be limited to small things like your reputation or your fame or your position. Dream big. Dream of impacting nations. Dream of shaping generations. Dream of bringing greater glory to God Almighty. for how desperately we need leaders in our day and time who are not focused on their own glory, but rather on the good of the people. How desperately we need visionaries this day who see their impact in the world, not in terms of how much wealth they can gather, but how much wealth they can create for society. We need people with passion and drive who are consumed with big dreams, dreams of peace between nations, dreams of medical breakthroughs that can save lives, dreams of tackling poverty, not just in our own lives, but in the nation as a whole. We need men and women who see beyond the ordinary. We need people who dream God's dreams. Where are the leaders and rulers in our land who've got the good of the people at heart? Where are the captains of commerce who see their role as a sacred trust to develop the nation? Where are the educators and the scientists and the physicians who understand that they've been placed in power to pioneer progress for all the people of the land, not just for the enrichment of their families or their tribe? Joseph understood this. He understood that a big dream is God's dream. He understood that it was not for his glory, but for the good of others. Joseph's dreams became dreams of saving nations, of delivering a generation, of transforming a society. He dreamed of the good he would do as a leader. And this leads us into our second point today. Our second truth on the path to promotion is this. You've got to serve others. So if you've got a pen and you're taking notes, just write down the word serve. For Genesis 45, 9 and 11 says this from Joseph, God has made me master over all the land of Egypt. I will take care of you there. Joseph didn't say, I will be exalted there. Joseph did not say, you will bow down to me there. He didn't say, I will rule over you there. None of those. Instead, he said, I will take care of you there. For promotion comes to those who serve. Promotion comes to those who lift up others. That's why Jesus said in Mark 10, 43 and 44, whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must be the slave of everyone else. In fact, if you don't invest in others, you block your own promotion. If you block others from learning what you know, then you will block your own path to promotion. Many years ago, a young man was working for me as a video editor in my media department. He was a talented young man, and I had high hopes for his future. I believed God wanted to use him and develop his potential. But I knew that in order for this young man to move up in our media department, he would have to train others to do the job that he was doing, a video editing. If no one else knew how to edit the video, then I would have to keep this young man in his present position. I had to be able to replace him in order to promote him. Well, I tried for years to get this young man to train others to edit video, but he refused. I believe that he was convinced that if he was the only one who knew how to edit, then he could never lose his job. Eventually, when an opening came up for the media department head, I could not promote him. I had to hire someone from outside because I had no one to replace him as video editor. This young man didn't realize that he could never be promoted to media manager unless I had someone to take his place. He thought that by keeping the knowledge of editing to himself, he secured his job. But what he did was actually block his own promotion. By blocking others, he blocked himself. For you see, the Bible tells us the way up is down. And we can find that in Jesus' example found in Philippians 2, 4 to 5. Look out for each other's interests, not just for your own, the Bible says. The attitude you should have is the one that Jesus Christ had. What was that attitude of Jesus? Matthew 20, 28 says, Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but to serve. So you've got to dream big. You've got to serve others. And when you have those two steps taken on your path to promotion, then it takes us to the third step. You've got to wait expectantly. You see, friends, there's always a time in your life for God to move. God always has a time. There was a time for Joseph's promotion. He couldn't force it to come early. He could not alter God's timetable. Psalms 105:19 tells us why there was a special time in Joseph's life. It says this, until the time came to fulfill his word, the Lord tested Joseph's character. And this is what you've got to understand today as you listen to this broadcast. God doesn't waste anything. He won't waste your waiting. He won't waste your sorrows. Every setback in your life is an opportunity for a comeback. Every trial is an opportunity for a triumph. This includes growing, becoming the right person that God wants you to be. So when you face trials or obstacles at your work, understand that God can use that to develop you. For God is more interested in who you are than what you do. In fact, the most important thing you bring home from work is not your paycheck, it's you. When you allow God to grow you at work and allow Him to use your work to work in you, then you become a better person. And that is more valuable than your paycheck. When you become a better person, it then opens the door for God to raise you up. That's why 2 Corinthians 6:4 says, our work as God's servants gets validated or not in the details. People are watching us as we stay at our post, alertly, unswervingly, in hard times, tough times, bad times. Friends, did you hear what God's Word says? The validation of your work is seen in the details, in the small things. It's seen in being faithful in everyday life. Today, as you look at yourself in your career, maybe you realize your character is being tested. Maybe the Lord is working in you through your work. I want to encourage you, don't give up too soon. Joseph waited for years, first as a slave, then as a prisoner. He waited. It seemed as if his promotion would never come. There was no promotion from man, no elevation at work, probably no encouragement day after day, year after year. Joseph labored in secret. But though he waited with expectation. He accepted his position, but he never accepted the death of his dream. He kept serving, kept working, kept trusting, kept his integrity. He kept his faith because he waited with expectation. He allowed God to work in him to change his mind and his attitude. And as he waited and allowed God to work in him, he knew that one day his dream would come to pass. I want to encourage you today. Just because the door has not opened yet doesn't mean it won't open. Just because the contract is yet to be signed doesn't mean it won't be signed soon. Just because the proposal hasn't come doesn't mean it's not on its way even as I speak to you. That's why Galatians 6:9 says, so let us not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Amen and amen. Friends, I believe today God has a dream for your life. He wants you to dream His dream of using your gifts and talents to make an impact in your generation. And that impact comes not to elevate you and lift you up, but so that you can serve others with your gift. So that you can have a transformation in your thinking like Joseph did from saying, you will bow down to me, to saying, I will lift you up. And God wants you to know today that you should never give up, but you should wait expectantly in faith, believing that He's going to bring a breakthrough in your life in His time. I know it may not be easy, but I'm here to pray with you and encourage you today. So let's bow our heads together and let's ask God's Spirit to lift you up and encourage you today. Almighty Father, I pray for everyone watching or listening to this broadcast today. I ask your Holy Spirit to come and reveal your dream for their lives. Show them the gifts you've given them. Show them the way they can impact their nation, their generation, for your glory alone. Give us a heart, Lord, like yours, a heart to serve others with our gifts. And Father, I pray you give us the patience to wait for you, never losing heart, never losing the vision, believing you that in the time you choose, we will find our promotion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. May God richly bless you. Well, I want to encourage you to watch or listen next week as I conclude this powerful teaching series called Work Matters. Next week, I'm going to be preaching a sermon called Beyond Success to Significance, and I know it will be a blessing in your life. Why not invite someone to watch together with you, and they will be blessed as well. I hope that you'll visit my website as well this week, www.revrcw.com. There you'll find the notes for all these lessons, and I believe you'll find resources that will help you in your Christian life. Until next week, may God richly bless you. Goodbye for now.